ओम शांति। मेनी मेनी इयर्स बैक इन 1888, वन फाइन मॉर्निंग देयर वॉज आर्टिकल इन न्यूज़पेपर एंड इट वॉज describing death of one person, and it was a shocking news because it had mentioned the name of wrong person. There was one person by name Alfred Nobel. He was reading that news obituary which was telling that Alfred Nobel has died. He himself has died. Actually, it was wrong news. In fact, his brother had died, Ludwig, but it mentioned he has died. It was by mistake. He was a Scottish engineer, inventor, later on philanthropist. So he was the person who had invented dynamite, and his intentions were very pure. Looking at his life, how as a small boy he used to work in those mountains, in those mines, and then gradually he developed interest in all that, and one day he invented dynamite that would help break mountains and create ways through the mountains. But the same dynamite was used in wars, and because of that many people died. So the newspaper had that news and it said, "The merchant of death is dead," because dynamite, he was the one who had invented dynamite. It also mentioned that the person who invented dynamite, the person who is responsible for deaths of many, has died today. And it was by mistake. So when he read that news, "The merchant of death is dead," he was shocked. And he thought, "Is this the way I am going to be remembered after my death?" And he was grieved at heart. And something happened within him. Till now, his life was drowned in inventions, in pursuit of money, in name and fame. And he had become one of the richest person in the world. This is a story of 1888. And then he decided, "No, I need to do something else." And he was unmarried and he had no children. And something happened within, a deep realization that otherwise also this life is going to be waste, and this is how people are going to remember, the world is going to remember me as a merchant of death, and I don't want this to happen. And he decided that all my property, all my estate, I devote to some noble cause. A noble thought arose in that Alfred Nobel, and he decided, "Let me create something new," and he created Nobel Prizes. And he was, as I said, very rich man. And he said, "Ki henceforth every year this Nobel Prize would be given to a person who has excellence in some particular field, maybe philosophy or science or religion or peace, regardless of nationality." He died after a few years, and the first Nobel Prize was started in 1901, 10th December. So this is how things happened. Now nobody even remembers that this Nobel Prize, which is considered to be the greatest prize in the world, the person behind this and the story behind this was this. So he was going on one particular path of life, and suddenly this event happened, and that forced him to change. So any change that happens should be preceded by a deep sense of realization. Our entire Brahmin life, everybody wants some change. We want a better version of ourselves. But in spite of trying, in spite of doing many efforts, sometimes we find that we are there only where we were long back. There is not an iota of change. The same sanskar is there within, the same habit is going on within, the same nature is persisting, the same weakness, the same flaw, the same imperfection, the same defect. And we have tried everything and still it doesn't go. Probably the realization is not very deep. Once a deep realization comes, then the thought arises within the heart, no, I want to change. There was a Sufi saint, and he has written in his autobiography, he said, when I was a very small child, I was so enthusiastic, filled with revolutionary passion. I wanted to change the whole world. This is how I grew up. This is how my childhood was, to bring about revolution here and there, to change the whole world for the better. But then he was not able to change. So he grew up, he became youth, and then he decided, no, it's not possible to change the world. That's too much. Let me change the society where I am. At least this society where I live. So he spent many years in changing different people of the society. But to no avail. He became adult. Then he realized, no, it's not possible to change the society. Let me change the members of my family. And he spent many years in their transformation. But again, nothing happened. And then, when he became old, he felt, let me change at least my wife, not the whole family. And then he came to the conclusion, no, even it is not possible to change my wife. And now, in my old age, I realize that I can change only one person. And who is he? I myself. He had a revolutionary passion to change the whole world. Not possible. Society, not possible. Family, not possible. The nearest and the dear ones, not possible. We can change only one person, and that is I myself. So this journey of world transformation starts with self-transformation. What should I do so that I get changed for the better? How should this spiritual metamorphosis, transformation take place? What are the steps? What are the ways? What are the means? What are the tools? What are the supports I have with which I will change for the better? So, in today's class, we'll see something about change, this transformation, and how to undergo this process, how subtle this process is. From outside it may not be visible at all, but it should continuously go on within us. We call it the divine discontent, Daiviya Santosh. That should be there. Though contentment is a jewel, though contentment is the greatest treasure, but regarding efforts, purusharth, there should be a divine restlessness within our hearts that I want to change, I want to grow up, I want something more. It should not happen that in this process of growth sometimes we get stunted. You must have read that small girl Alice who goes in the Wonderland and she eats something and becomes big. Again she eats something, becomes small. Sometimes big, sometimes small. Big, small, big, small. That's what happens in life. We do something and we grow up. And suddenly we eat something. We become very small, miniature. Some mistake, some blunder, some breach of Srimat, and the growth is stunted, waning and waxing of Purusharth. So what are the tools for transformation? We can apply these tools to any sphere, any aspect of life. We can apply these tools to any particular habit which I feel is a great obstruction in my path to perfection. So we will see some of the tools. I would still like to narrate one more story. You must have heard of Saint Francis of Assisi, one of the greatest saints in Christianity, in Roman Catholic saint. He was in fact a soldier earlier, and there was a war and he was going to fight with that army, and he was about to get married. He was in love with somebody, and as he was going with that army, suddenly a voice comes, "Francis, Francis, Francis." He turns back and there is none. Still, he feels his horse is thirsty, so he takes his horse to that pond to drink water. Again he hears the voice, "Francis, Francis." And he feels, "Who is this who is calling me out?" And then there is a voice that comes, "Go and build my house, which is in shambles. Go build my house, my dilapidated house." So he feels, which house, what house, who is talking? He doesn't know anything. But then he doesn't feel like to go along with that troop. And he comes back home. And when he comes back home, his father scolds him like anything, because that was absolutely against patriotism. He came running away like a coward, and even the king gets to know about him, and he is put behind the bars, and he stays in the jail, and in that jail, in that prison, a transformation occurs. Something, some spiritual metamorphosis, some deep internal change, and suddenly a thought comes, a realization comes that the goal of life is not this, but I want to listen to that voice. The divine call has come. And when he comes out, he starts searching, where is that house? The dilapidated house, the house which is in ruin, where is that? And he finds at one place a church, which was not very much like church, in very, very bad shape. And he decides that this is probably that place. That prophecy, that divine call, that divine voice was regarding this place. And he starts building that house. He goes in the town and collects stones. And then one day he builds up that house, and that was the church. And then he realizes that this was the call I received, and his life changes. And the lady with whom he was in love, she comes and follows him. But then she also gets changed. And there is shown, and it's shown there, that how she also becomes nun. And they both join together in the love of God. And they begin a new monastery where they had two principles, chastity and poverty. And they do all their sadhana and everything, all their purusharth efforts. Here also, a worldly person turns into a spiritual person with that deep transformation, with that deep realization, with that deep divine call. One question every man must ask oneself is, have I received that call, the divine call? Not just that we have become Baba's child, now we are Baba's children, and then that's not enough. The divine call for effort, the divine call for perfection, because one who receives the call, he doesn't stop. All the laziness, all the carelessness goes away once you receive that call and once get active, alert, aware. A sudden mindfulness comes and one becomes aware. Yes, now I had to do. So this process of change, we will see about 26 different tools in this process of change. Each one of these tools are very important. Even a single is taken that can bring about some change within. And when I say change, the first thing is what I have to change. Probably some weakness, some habit, some deep-rooted sanskar, something that is within me which is not perfect. Something that is within me, which is pinching all the time. Something that is within me, that is coming as an obstacle, a barrier, a great impedance in my journey towards perfection. And unless and until this barrier, this hindrance falls down, I cannot progress. So we will see about 24 different tools. The first tool is acknowledge and accept. Acknowledge what? Accept what? The weakness. Yes, that weakness is within me. Yes, that anger, that irritation, that surge of passion, that feeling of inferiority or superiority sometimes emerges within me, and which is something which Baba doesn't want, and which is something which is a blot in my character. In Sunday's Murli, Baba said, Baba is seeing the picture of your character. How much purity is there, how much reality is there, and how much closeness is there in your relationship. Such a beautiful picture Baba gave, such a beautiful vision, how the light is coming from below and going up, what is the speed, what is the color, and how is the continuity of that light. Baba saw in that art museum or art gallery which was created in this subtle world. So, what is the speed of this light? What is the color of this light? Does it change? And what is the continuity of this light? Does it stop? The light of purity, the light of reality, the light of closeness. So these are the different checking points Baba keeps on giving in different murlis. So the first tool is accept. The ego which is within us doesn't allow us to do that. And somehow we are deceived by that ego, and we feel that we have achieved something, and probably that self-deception, self-cheating, self-lying, self-hypocrisy. And each man, each person somewhere is practicing self-lying. We keep on lying to ourselves that we know, that we have achieved, that we have understood. Probably we have not. So the first thing in change, in transformation process, is acknowledge and accept the weakness. Yes, it's there. And there's nothing wrong in that, and there is nothing bad in that. I accept that. That many, many mountains to scale still now. Where I have reached, definitely I have crossed many milestones. But this is not the destination. The destination is far off there. First is this. Second is belief in self. We will see 26 tools from A to Z. So the A is accept and acknowledge. Yes, I have that. And now I will change. Now I want to change. Because this is something which is sort of a blemish in my Brahmin life. This life should become spotless, stainless, absolutely pure. Not a spot or dot of impurity there. So such undivided, such unbroken purity, that we want. The second thing is belief in self. I believe that yes, I can do this. No matter how bad the addiction may be, but I can do it. Recently in Pandabhavan, there was one brother who had come and shared his experience. He was addict, heroin addict, all cannabis, everything he used to take, his whole pockets used to be filled with all those drugs. Big hair, tattoos here and there. He was a sort of, you know, ruffian. And that's how he was leading his life. He used to sleep at around 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, whole night with his friends. And this brother came in contact with Brahma Kumaris. Earlier his mother came and then he came, and suddenly a desire arose in his heart that I want to change what I am doing. He would take his bike and with his friends keep on moving here and there. And he was very rich, very, very rich. So there was no question of money. He used to say my whole both back pockets would always filled with drugs. And then, one whole night he was sleeping and restless and thinking what I have to do in life. When he saw those Brahma Kumari sisters, something attracted him. Their purity probably. And then, he decided on his own that he did that experiment for 10 days. All the drugs were in his pocket and he said, I will not touch them. He would see them and he would say, drugs, I will not touch you. For 10 days he did that. And after that, he gave up once and for all. When I had gone there to his place, I didn't know. I saw this brother is so dedicated. This is a single brother who is doing everything in that center. He is managing everything. He was driving, doing everything. But I didn't know about this experience, that this is how he was made. So humble. So sweet in his nature. And recently when he told his story, I was really just surprised to listen to that. How Baba changes people. What he was doing and what he is now. He showed his photographs also. He's like, you know, those villain. Big hairs and tattoos here and there. And now if you see him, he is such a good Brahma Kumar. So something happened to him within, and that faith, yes I can do that, should be there. So the second tool is self-confidence or belief in oneself. If you believe in Baba is good, but belief in Baba alone is not enough. We have to believe in ourselves that yes I can do this, no matter how difficult situation is, no matter this boy, this person, he just gave up all the drugs without any withdrawal symptoms. That is another great thing. Otherwise, just now I was in the OPD, just now at 5 o'clock. And one sister, Brahma Kumari sister, brought her brother who is taking, who had become heroin addict. And he's restless, his hands were trembling. And so difficult. He had taken last, since morning he had not taken that drugs. So he was so restless, not ready even to sit for some time. So that happens. And this boy, he just gave up without any withdrawal symptoms. Such a transformation occurred. And such cases are so many in this yajna. So accept that it is there. And then second, yes, I believe in myself. I have the power to change. Baba has made me so much empowered that I can change it. No matter how long standing the disease is. Then third is, create a blueprint. Blueprint means planning. Nothing is going to happen suddenly. If you know that your Amritvela is not very good, sit down. Go in some corner, all alone, and sit and make some planning. What is it that is not making it powerful? Why I feel sleepy? Why the timings are not fixed? Why there is so much fluctuation? Why the mind doesn't get absolutely pinpointed and concentrated? Why I do not get that super sensuous bliss, that bodiless stages at Amritvela? Sit and plan. Without planning, nothing is going to happen. You should have a plan for everything. Yes, this is how I have to do. This is journaling. It is known as journaling. Write down what is it that is lacking. And then make a short plan. This is how I am going to work it out. If the first plan fails, next plan. Second plan fails, third plan. I remember my brother was there. And he was preparing for his exams. So whenever he used to get for in the morning, he would feel like to sleep again. Feel lazy. So he devised a new plan. What he used to do after getting up, he would make that whole bed up and keep it on one side. And all those beddings, he would to roll it out and throw it on some other place. So that next time, after getting up, after some time when he used to feel to go to sleep again, it's who will again make everything nice. So he devised that method. So we have to have some yukti, some method, some gimmick. And nobody else is going to keep on trying and trying. New experiments every day. New experiment. This is a laboratory of God. This yajna is a laboratory of God. And we are the spiritual scientists. Where we need to experiment each and every day till we achieve perfection, till we come to something which is absolutely flawless. So the third thing is, create a blueprint, means plan. This is the third tool of change. The fourth tool is determination. Strong determination is needed. It's not that I want to change. That is not enough. Something very strong. And this is the ideal place where you are sitting right now. Such pure vibrations. Such beautiful scenic beauty here. Such calm. Such placid atmosphere. Such pollution free atmosphere. Beauty of nature around. You can sit anywhere. And make a firm resolve, a firm determination. You know this George Washington, he was very small, he was very poor, he did not have money even to go to school. He used to work as that school boy who would ring the bell in between the two periods. So what he used to do? He used to do that, tun, tun, tun. I, George Washington, would become the President of America one day. I, George Washington, would become President of America one day. That boy is unlettered. That boy doesn't have a penny. And he had such thoughts from that age. And he used to tell his mind that, yes, I will become, I will become, I will become, I will become. And he became one day. I also remember the medical college where I was studying. Once the dean of the medical college was getting retired and he gave his farewell speech. In that speech he said, when I came in this medical college in 1960s, I was a fearful boy, a chap of 19 or 20 years old. And the very first day I entered this medical college, I thought that one day I will become dean or principal of this college. One day. He narrated this event when he was retiring. There's a huge gap, huge journey, big journey after that. But that firm resolve was there. So any change needs a firm, resolute resolution. Without that, the change is not going to happen. So whichever sphere, whichever area we want to change in life, keep on repeating it, keep on revising it, keep on emboldening it, empowering it with persistent thoughts that yes, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. No matter how difficult the situations may be, I will do this. In India, there is one person who recently died. His name was Dashrath Manji. His wife died because he could not reach the hospital because there was a huge mountain in between. So this man, this poor man, thought, I will break this mountain. And with that chisel, he started breaking it. People used to laugh at him. What are you doing? You are breaking the whole mountain. He said, yes. He did it for about 30 years without taking help of anyone. And ultimately, he carved out a way from that mountain, which is still there. So what a resolve it was. What a firm determination it was with which he was able to do this. Such resolve, such unflinching resolve is needed for any change. Without such things, change does not happen. And there would be many people who will distract you, many people who will come as an obstruction, many people who will pull your leg. And they will not come, it will not happen. Because they are the beauty of this path of transformation. So that is the fourth thing. E, enjoy the journey of transformation. The next is, this transformation is also a journey, a beautiful journey, where there are a lot of falls, a lot of ups and downs, vicissitudes. But this is a journey to be enjoyed. Just as alcoholic is there and a smoker is there, and he resolves that I want to give up smoking. But it's not that easy. Somewhere Mark Twain has said, giving up smoking is so easy, I have done it many times. Means, it's very difficult. We have one lady patient who is recently diagnosed with cancer of pancreas. She smokes like anything. She is teaching in this Sophia school here in Mount Abu. But she is addicted to smoking. At least 30 cigarettes per day. And now she is diagnosed with pancreas and she has unbearable pain. When we tell her get admitted, she doesn't. Because she knows that if she is in hospital, she cannot get to smoke. Because of this reason, she never gets admitted. Even she continues now. And she said, what should I do? I have no option. She has as if become a slave. So this slavery is a very tough slavery. We become slave to habits. Slave to particular kind of thinking, slave to particular sort of belief system within us. So, I was telling about the enjoyment of this journey. This is a beautiful journey, lots of ups and downs, and we need to see ourselves, see this is where it started and now I am here. And so many falls and so many ups and downs, what do I learn from this journey? Rather than getting depressed, despondent, enjoy this journey of change, of transformation. So, the next is, these are the five essential things. The next is F. F means forget and forgive. Suppose somebody is carrying a deep-seated hatred within for some soul. Or probably sometimes a Brahmin soul who has said something very much or he has been inflicted pain by somebody, some mental torture by somebody, and he is still carrying that grudge, it will not work. The process of change means I forgive everyone. There was one sister from a double foreigner sister who was in Gyan from 30 years. She had come with a big file to us and she was diagnosed as depression and she had taken number of antidepressant drugs, shown multiple physicians and psychiatrists and so on. When she had come to us, we did some counseling sessions and we got to know that 30 years back she used to love one person and her younger sister also started loving the same man and that younger sister got married to that man and she used to love her sister also too much but she wanted that person but then she couldn't say anything but that wound remained within and then she came in Gyan and then she forgot about this but that depression persisted and that kept on happening within us raising thoughts of sometimes anger sometimes hatred for her sister that she came in my path even though now she is Baba's child and she got Baba yet depression persisted for a very long time probably somewhere she had not forgiven her sister so the process of change wants that we forgive the souls because we are ancestors because we are progenitors because we are forefathers of this world purvaj that's why we need to forgive them we cannot nurture grudge for others you know what is the definition of hatred settled anger is known as hatred anger which has settled and stayed for a long time now it has turned into hatred so search ransack the heart and see do I have some grudge, some hatred or some jealousy for somebody. Somebody has come after me and now is going ahead of me. And I was the person who introduced him to this Gyan and now he is going ahead of me. And now I started to become jealous. The green serpent of jealousy. So these subtle feelings, you know, they don't allow us to progress. So what a deep and what a intense self-checking, soul-searching is needed to get rid of all such things. So, forgive. Forgive them for they know not what they are doing. And forget. And unless and until we forgive, we are not going to... And we are forgiving them not because for their sake, we are forgiving them for ourselves. Because I want to be at peace. Because unless and until I forgive, my mind will become restless. And then, G is gratitude. The process of change means, it is known as gratitude bridge. Build the bridge of gratitude. The thankless spirit will not help you to undergo internal sea change. There should be an attitude of gratitude for everyone. For example, you are here. I am thankful to everyone who is around me. I am thankful to this place. I am thankful to Baba. I am thankful to Madhuban Nivasis. I am thankful to all the brothers and all the sisters. Thankful to all the sisters who are imparting this knowledge in such a beautiful manner to us. All the brothers who are preparing food for us. Everyone. You know, when such sense of gratitude comes, a sudden deep peace enters the heart. Just stand and sit. Gratitude for the sun, for the moon, for the stars, for this five elements, for everyone who is around us. For those people, sit here. Whilst you are here, plan what you have to do after going there. In your place, in your country, in your center. And think of those people, how much they are helping us in one way. Did I ever express a sense of gratitude for them? Okay, I am thankful to you all You have done so much for us, for me. So this gratitude has got pure and positive energy inculcated within it. So we need to have that sense of gratitude. Then that will lead to a change. Otherwise not. So G is for gratitude. Next is H. Next is H. What is H? H means this life journey is a very difficult one. How I can heighten my enthusiasm? How I can increase my enthusiasm? As much I increase that, with the same level my change will increase. Otherwise I will remain same. Otherwise I will remain there only. Heighten the inner spirit. Heighten the enthusiasm. Heighten the level of zeal and zest which is within me. So for that, we should mix with all those people who are already doing intense purushartha, intense effort, rather than staying with those people who are always talking something negative, something waste about yajna, about anything. Associate with those people, that group. As sister was saying, we in Pandabhavan have a small group, and all those souls, I really wonder at them. They are sitting there every day morning from 5 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the morning, and they keep on inventing so many new things there, so that that enthusiasm never dwindles down. Because when there is a newness, then only you can change. The same thing happens, the change stops. We don't want to change. So keep up the enthusiasm, heighten the enthusiasm, and that will lead to change. And then I means intuition. What is intuition? What is intuition? Yes, anybody? Anybody? What is intuition? It is an idea which is not associated with any idea. Yeah, and? Inner voice is conscience. See, there are three words. One is intuition, another is sixth sense, and third is ESP. ESP means extra sensory perception. In Baba's language, Baba calls it touching. Baba calls it touching. Sit with plain intellect at Amrit Vela, and some touching will happen. Some intuition will happen. But to what extent our mind is plain, to what extent I am sitting in front of Baba. If I sit with my own thoughts, let me clear my thoughts. It is known as decluttering of intellect. It is cluttered with so many things. Declutter the intellect for a while, and then sit with in front of Baba, and then new things will come, and those intuitions will bring about change. The next is J. J means journey within. Any change will start with journey within us. The deeper we go within ourselves, the deeper we will realize to what extent I have to change. That's why, just think as if this is a screen of life, and this is my childhood, this is my youth, here I am and now I am here. See everything as a screen. Visualize everything once in 24 hours and see, this is in this entire script of my life, what all things happened. As if you are told that you write an autobiography. So I am writing an autobiography. So deeper realizations will come to me. So journey within. That is very important. And next is K. K means be kind to yourself. We have always been told to be kind to others, but are we kind to ourselves? Am I kind to myself? Do I love myself? Or there is a sense of self-hate within me? Definitely somewhere, I must be hating myself. probably without my own knowledge. So first, let me be kind to my own self. Let me have mercy on myself. This is a Brahmin. I have become Brahmin. Baba has these expectations from me and this is what I am doing. Is this what I should be? Then next is L. L means look at the bigger picture of life. Don't look at small things, this failure, that failure. Look at the bigger picture. What all things, good things that happened in my life. So looking at a bigger picture, creating a bigger vision of life. And then M. M means Manan Chintan. Manan Chintan means churning. You know, one of the best things about Gyan is churning knowledge. Every day, take one topic and start churning about it. The topic can come from the Murli. The topic can come from the Murli. For example, in today's Murli, there was one topic. Let us take the blessing. Baba said, wall of limitations. You create a wall of limitation. Everybody wants that my relative should come in Gyan. Or at least they should become cooperative. But there is a wall of limitation. What is that wall of limitation? They are my relatives. That is the wall of limitation. So you can take a topic like this. Every day take one topic or two topics from the Murli and then start churning them. So M. And then N. N means nature. Nature means five elements. Prakriti. All the greatest inventions of the world, they have taken place in the lap of nature. So seek nature. Rather than staying closed room, sitting there, break open the walls. Go out in nature. Spend few hours in nature. Talk with nature. There our intellect opens. Go on the terrace, go in the garden, go and sit somewhere all alone. Some new touchings will happen. Something nature is going to teach you. Some new realization, some new intuition, some new realization. Something very deep will take place only in nature. So, listen to the chirping of the birds. Look at the huge sky. Listen to the voice of the flowing river, the sand, the mountains, the streams, the lakes, everything which is in the nature. Be a lover of nature. And the spiritual giants are created. So, N. And then is O. O means observe silence. The change will take place in silence. Change never happens in the din and clamor of the world. It happens when you retreat, when you retire, when you disconnect and reconnect within yourself. When the words fall down and you enter into the space of wordlessness, and in that wordlessness, in that silence, in that voicelessness, transformation will take place. How much time I remain silent throughout the day? That is one question one should ask. Or my whole day goes only in the ocean of words, verbal diarrhea. The mouth never stops only. It keeps on speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking. Stop it for some time. The flow of words stop. And then go within and seek and the change take place. So the change means it reads silence. Then P. P means power of patience. No change is going to happen overnight. Remember that. Change is a very slow process. And we are changing all the sanskars which have haunted us. Just as in yesterday's Murli, Baba said, Ravan is ghost. This ghost is haunting us from last so many years. So change is not going to come suddenly. Have lot of patience. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen. With that thought, gradually change will come. So I have unlimited patience. Dhairya. And then Q. Q is quest. Quest means search for newness. never remain satisfied with what we have done in efforts till now. There should be quest, there should be search, new method of doing Amrit Vela, new method of reading Murli, churning Murli, new method of doing traffic control, new methods of interacting with others, new methods of having detached relationships, pure relationships, new methods of evening yoga, new methods of going off to sleep. Search newness everywhere. Whatever my interactions are at present, I need to improve them. So the quest for newness leads to change. So this change is a process which has got so many components. It is not one thing. Many things should happen within. Then the change comes. So Q and then R. R means realization. Just as we saw in those examples, how each one of those souls underwent a sense of realization. Suddenly you realize that I have fallen to this level. And then the desire arises, no, I have to elevate myself. I have to rise up. I cannot remain like this anymore. This is not the life I am made for. My life is highly exalted. Baba has pinned all his hopes upon me, and what I am doing, is this worthy of me? No. Such thoughts? No. Such emotions? No. Such feelings? No. Let me bring about that metamorphosis within me. So, then S means solitude. Solitude, ekant. Seek solitude and the transformation comes. Spend some time when we are alone. Nobody is around us. And in that loneliness, in that solitude, in that silence, talk with yourself, talk with Baba and churn knowledge. Three things every Brahmin should do. Talking with oneself, talking with Baba and churning knowledge. These are the three important things of Brahmin life. And then T. T means time management. This is one of the important things. There was one sister who was going to conduct a course on time management. She's halted at one station, the train stopped, and she spent more time in one shop and the train departed. And she was going to do a course on time management. This should not happen with us. We are the ones who are teaching others. So we should know things more in clarity. And we should rather be the embodiment of what we teach. Then only the power will come. Otherwise, we are just empty speakers. Okay, so T. And then U. U means understanding self and others. Try to understand who I am. This is the most difficult person. Have I understood myself? One American author has written, who is an actor in films, he wrote that I have acted in so many films and I have played so many parts, now I am confused who I am. I don't know who I am really. I am lost. Is this me? Who I am? I am playing so many different parts. When I am alone, I am different. When I am in front of others, I am a yogi. And when I am closed in my room, I am something else. Is this me? Such split personality. Spiritual schizophrenia. So, you. And then V. V is visualization. Visualization is a very powerful tool for change. Whatever you want to become, visualize it, colorize it, picturize it, and see it again and again in front of your mind, and feel that image, that picture, that person is coming and getting merged in me. And the visualization works. So visualization is a very powerful tool. We have very less time now, otherwise visualization is a big topic. How to visualize, what to visualize, what are the ways of visualization, but of course everybody has that power of visualization, but you should put it to advantage and make it a creative visualization, and then things start happening. And then after then W have got two things, waking and walking. Who does walking every day? Morning walk, that is the best exercise one should do. everybody, not just for health reasons. Health also will become okay, no doubt, but walking has got so many other advantages. Mind becomes fresh. You come in contact with nature. You get a time to talk with yourselves. You get to see the beauty of nature. And the mind opens. Some new dimension of some aspect of life will come to you at that time. So, walking and waking up early in the morning. Try to make Amrit Vela as powerful as possible. And one should not remain very much satisfied with whatever Amrit Vela you are doing at present. No. It should become more powerful. Its quality should increase. Very light might stage at Amrit Vela, because so many things we have to do. The world is suffering. We have to send them Sakash vibrations. And through our vibrations, they will have support. Otherwise, no. And then, X means X-ray. X-ray means, just as X-ray doctor sees where is the fracture and what are the problems. We need to X-ray ourselves twice a day. X-ray means self-checking twice a day. Morning and evening. Twice a day one should do X-ray. Evening or at night, whatever. These are the two timings we should need to do X-ray. X-ray of our own heart, our own feelings, our own emotions. Are they pure or got diluted? Why? Why means yoga nidra. This is a very new concept, but has come in Murli's, and Brahma Baba has achieved that. How we go to sleep? Once we are on the bed, what all things we do? Yoga nidra, it is known as sleep of yoga. Lot of Western medicine has done experiments on this yoga nidra. Lot of psychologists have done experiment and have seen amazing results even in solving health issues. If you are suffering from insomnia, sleeplessness, yoga nidra is the solution. If you are suffering from some addiction, yoga nidra is the solution. Just two things about it. Once you go to sleep, relax the body. See the body getting relaxed. Concentrate on the breath for some time and then create a new visualization. And then with that, go to sleep. Because the last thought during sleep will become the first thought when you get up. So the process of sleep is very important. Have some digital detox, some digital vairag, at least for some time, half an hour before sleep. So that sleep becomes fresh, powerful, sound. So that is why. And the last is Z. Z means zero. The power of zero. The zero word is very important. Zero consciousness. I am soul. He is supreme soul. And this drama, put a zero. Put a full stop. Let go of what all things happened in the past. So these are almost 26 tools for change. Now we will all sit in meditation, sit alert, and whatever things we have listened, heard, understood, put them in practice. See your own life, where I am, what I am, where I am failing, what all weakness are within me, which point I need to change, what tool I should apply, so that a new version of mine, a new edition of my own being, my old being, should be created now. So this is what we should all possess. And last line by Mahatma Gandhi, be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Because before you want others to change, let me begin this journey with my own self. Acha, Om Shanti.